The following is a Sunday feast lecture on Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 65, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 17th, 2009, in Skopje, Macedonia.
So tonight, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number 65. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Manmanamavamadbhakto. Majaji mang namaskuru.
Majaji mang namaskuru.
Mamme vaishyasi satyang te.
Mamme vaishyasi.
Tati jane priyosi me.
Tati jane priyosi me.
Manmanamavamadbhakto.
Manmanamavamadbhakto.
Majaji mam namaskuru.
Majaji mam namaskuru.
Mamme vaishyasi satyang te.
Mamme vaishyasi satyang te.
Tati jane priyosi me.
Tati jane priyosi me.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Purport. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be molded so that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours, he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. These are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of a Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna.
Vandeham.
Shri Guru. Shri Jata. Parakamala. Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sadaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakon Vitamscha. This is the most amazing promise that has ever been made. There is no greater promise than this. Not only does this promise apply to Arjuna, but it applies to anyone who is following in the footsteps of Arjuna. That means it's available for us also if we are willing to follow in the footsteps of Arjuna. But there's a condition. You have to follow the first half of the verse. We have to always think of Krishna. We have to become his devotee. We have to worship him and offer our homage, our obeisances unto him. How much do we have to do that? Once a week on Sunday? Before we have the feast? Or how about at every minute? Feast or no feast? In other words, there's another feast that we can feast on at every minute. There is the Krishna Prasadam of the feast. You see, that is very nice. But bhakti yoga is itself Krishna Prasadam. The process of bhakti is Prasadam. So in this way you can honor the feast at every minute. Wouldn't you like to be at a love feast perpetually? Eternal love feast? Relishing the wonderful flavors. Relishing the wonderful flavors. Well, Krishna is giving us a feast invitation. You can always feast on this bhakti. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer homage unto me. We can do it for a few minutes. But because we are so addicted to material sense gratification, it's difficult for us to maintain it 24 hours a day. That's why we require training. This is like in any skill. It's like you are a dentist. Could you immediately, on the first day of dental school, do dental work on people? No, of course not. You see, it requires training. To become expert requires training. It requires to be trained under the guidance of experts. Those who are expert in a science, they can train you how to become expert in that science. So this bhakti, it is science. It is the most advanced of all sciences. And therefore it requires expert training. How to always capture this mood of bhakti in your heart 24 hours a day. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. So-called favorable and unfavorable circumstances. I say so-called unfavorable on purpose. I intentionally stated so-called unfavorable. Because one who is highly advanced in Krishna consciousness, he sees every situation as favorable for Krishna consciousness. The favorable and the unfavorable, they all become favorable when you reach a high enough level of Krishna consciousness. So how do we get to that level? That's the challenge for us neophytes. You see, how to get to that level. Well, we just have to be determined. Just have to be patient. What do they say? Rome wasn't built in a day. So it takes some time. Prabhupada gives the example of a woman, she gets married. She cannot expect to have a baby the next morning. She can now, I have my husband, surely I will have a baby also. But not the next morning after my marriage. It takes some time, you see. So, now we are married to Krishna. But for that baby of pure bhakti to be born, you see, that will take some time. We have to be patient. We have to serve our husband, you see, Krishna. Serve him faithfully. It's like a devoted wife. In all circumstances, serve him very faithfully. Never think bad thoughts about him. Always speak very highly of him. I have seen sometime the neophyte devotee, when something goes wrong, they say, why Krishna is doing this to me? Doesn't he know that I'm his devotee? You see, such thinking is counterproductive. Finding fault with Krishna. That means you're lighting the fire and then by chanting Hare Krishna and then you're pouring water also on the fire. Actually, Srila Prabhupada explains, a Krishna conscious person, even if he's in a suffering condition, He sees that Krishna is favoring me by putting me in this suffering condition. And it is very nicely stated in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter number 14. Text number 58. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritang vapakam tadvagvapurvirvidadang namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadayabhak. My dear Lord, those persons who were constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them, who continue suffering the reactions for their past misdeeds, while continually offering you respectful obeisances from within the innermost cores of their hearts, are certainly eligible candidates for liberation. Indeed, it has become their rightful claim. So a devotee, he has a pure, positive outlook on everything that happens to him. He never sees in a negative way, you see. He sees how Krishna is blessing me. Therefore, he is fearless. He sees how Krishna is acting in each and every situation. There's a nice example of this with our Srila Prabhupada. During World War II, the Japanese, they came to bomb Calcutta. So, when the air raid comes, all the sirens go so everyone can run for their bomb shelter. But when Srila Prabhupada would take prasadam, it wasn't just eating. It was transcendental meditation. It was puja for Prabhupada when he would take prasadam. He is worshipping Krishna by honoring the prasadam with deep meditation. So one day he was taking the prasad. And the Japanese bombers came over Calcutta. And the air raid sirens went off. And everybody became terrified. They were running for the bomb shelters. Except for one person, our Srila Prabhupada. He just sat there in honor and prasadam. And he was hearing how the bombs were falling. He even made a sound to illustrate the sound of the bombs. Chikam. He said, I was simply seeing how the bombs, they are Krishna. He was seeing the bombs as Krishna. So he fearlessly honored his prasadam, you see. So in this way, we have to learn how to see Krishna in everything. How Krishna is within everything and everything is within Krishna. There's a nice verse like that. Bhagavad Gita has a very nice verse like that. How Krishna is within everything and everything is within Krishna.
У Бхагавад Гите има една нова строфа за това как Кришна е Васей Кришна.
So in this way, if we can connect in loving mood with the Lord at every minute.
На този начин, ако може да се повързаме с Господа в дух на разположение во секој миг.
We will never be disturbed no matter what may happen to us.
Ништо нема да не вознемири, неважно што ќе ни се случува.
And our pathway back to home.
Нашиот пат назад кај Бога.
Back to Godhead. Will be wide open path. It's like a big freeway, you know, on the highway. No impediments. Sisi Goni Dai Ki Jai. So one may ask, well, why would you want to do this? Why would you want to become Krishna conscious? I mean, my love is soccer, you know. You all like Krishna, I like soccer. So, I'm happy and you're happy. What's the difference? Why do you spend Sunday evening at the Hare Krishna temple? You could be playing soccer, watching going to the cinema. Why do you go to Hare Krishna temple? So why are we here anyway? Why have I come all the way from Sofia to attend this program? Am I making some money from doing this? No, I'm not making any money. So why have I come? Why have you come? Is someone paying you to come? Why are we here? Because this Krishna consciousness, it is something very special. This Krishna consciousness, it is transcendental. Which means that beyond all the suffering of material existence, there is a platform of happiness that can never be interrupted or hurt by anything. Any other type of happiness that one may have in this material world, it is always restricted.
Кој друг вид на средија кој би можело да биме во овој свет е ограничен.
Матра шпарша шту контеја шитошна сука дукада. You see? It is like the change of the seasons.
Тоа е како промената на годишните времења.
Sometimes you're happy.
Некој сте срекни.
Sometimes you are sad.
Некој сте тажни.
Sometimes you have a pocket full of money. Sometimes you are poor. Sometimes you are healthy. Sometimes you are sick. Sometimes people are glorifying you. Oh, you are so wonderful. Sometimes they're criticizing. Oh, you are simply a rascal. This is a world of dualities, you see. You can never find permanent peace and happiness in this world. But there is a transcendental world which is full of knowledge and overflowing with unlimited oceans of bliss. That is accessed by the process of Krishna consciousness.
И пристапот до таму е по пат на процесот на свесноста за Кришна.
This is the original natural state of consciousness of every single living entity throughout the entire existence.
Тоа е првобитната изворната свест на секој живо сушество на сето постоење.
It is simply due to misuse of free will that a person has fallen into the miserable material existence.
и човек паднал во ова бедно материално постоење само поради злоупотребата на својата слободна воља.
Just as misuse of free will has brought us into this suffering condition.
Како што злоупотребата на слободната воља не донела во ова страдање.
The proper utilization of free will return us to our original all blissful position.
Правилната употреба на слободната воља ќе не врати во нашето изворно живеалиште.
We simply have to train our consciousness.
Наставно мора да извежбаме својата свест.
How to always desire Krishna.
Како постојано да го посакуваме Кришна.
How to always desire serving Krishna.
Како постојано да посакуваме да го служиме Кришна.
See, the problem is we think we're the center.
Проблемот е што ние мислиме дека ние сме центар.
That's why we're here.
Токму затоа сме тука.
I'm thinking that I'm the center of the universe.
And you do too.
That's why we're caught here in Karma Chakra. That's why we're always fighting with each other. If I think I'm the center and you think you're the center, then we have grounds for a fight, don't we? Because I'm going to prove to you that I'm the center, and you're going to try to prove to me that you're the center.
Зошто јас ќе се видам да ти докажам дека јас сум центар, ти ќе се видиш да ме докажеш дека ти си центар.
Welcome to the material world.
Добро дојдовте во материјалниот свет.
So, we have to get back to that world where everyone acknowledges that God is the center, Krishna.
Затоа мора да се вратиме во овој свет во кој сите признаваат дека Бог е центар, Кришна.
We say, oh, why Krishna?
Ама,
why do you want to make Krishna the center? Well, actually, we are not making Krishna the center. Krishna has made Krishna the center. If somebody starts a company, they're naturally in charge of that company, isn't it, Fay? Just like you've started your own dentist office, isn't it? Therefore, you're naturally in charge.
Например, ти си основа собствена стоматолошка ординација и природно си газда.
So because Krishna from himself has emanated all of existence.
Бидејќи Кришна од себе го проявил сето постоење.
For the expansion of his own enjoyment, he is Atmarama after all.
Заради зголемување на собственото уживање, тој е сепак Атмарама.
He could just enjoy being there alone without any of us around.
Тој би можел да се ужива сам, без никој од нас.
But to expand his enjoyment, he is emanating from himself an infinite number of living entities.
Но заради изголемување на своето задоволство, тој од себе правил безброј живи суштества.
So that he can have loving rasa, a unique loving rasa with each and every one of these infinite number of living entities.
Има неповторлива раса на љубов со сите тие сушти.
So, since he's the creator of this existence, naturally he's in charge of it and he's the center of it.
Бидејќи тој е создателот на ова постоење, природно е тој во неговото средиште, тој е газда.
If you want to be the center of existence, then you try to emanate everything from yourself, out of nothing.
Кога вие сакате да бидете центарот на постоењето, тогаш обидете се да пројавите се од себе, од ништо.
And then you can claim that you're God. Only Krishna can claim like that, you see. Aham sravasya prabhavau matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. So, Krishna is the emanator. And we are the emanated. So therefore we are meant to serve. That is our constitutional position. Jivara Svarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the living being is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Првната положба на живото суштество е што е вечен
служител. Don't you ever forget that.
Тоа не го заборавите никога.
That is our position. We are Krishna's eternal servants. If we will happily take up that service to that Supreme Person, we will become supremely blissful. In fact, we will enjoy on an equal level with God. Why equal level? The devotee enjoys more than God. Did you know that? The devotee enjoys more than God. You may think this is heresy. For me to say that. But I have proof. Here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Krishna is seeing that his devotee, Srimati Radharani, that she is taking more pleasure by serving him than he is deriving by being served by her. So Krishna is not a person to be outdone by anyone. He doesn't let anybody defeat him, you see. So he said, well, I will also taste Radharani's love for me. Radharani, she is known as Gaurangi. That beautiful limbed, golden-limbed girl, you see. She has the most beautiful features. You can't imagine how beautiful is Srimati Radharani. Gaurangi. So, Lord Chaitanya says, all right, I will take that move. I will become Gauranga. I will become a Hare Krishna. So I can taste even more pleasure than being Krishna. So that means it's more blissful to be a Hare Krishna than it is to be Krishna. So why would one be envious of God? Just become a Hare Krishna and you can enjoy more than God. The proof is Krishna himself has become a Hare Krishna. He joined the Bhakta program. You know his Bhakta name? Bhakta Avatar. So, there is nothing lacking if you come to Krishna consciousness. You can enjoy a pleasure equal to or even greater than God. So considering all the perks one gets by becoming a servant of Krishna, don't you think it's well worth it? I mean, so what if we have to give up illicit sex? Meat eating? Intoxication? And gambling? Very small price to pay, isn't it? Considering what you get. I mean, it's amazing what we get. We can enjoy a pleasure greater than God. Simply giving up some disgusting habits, that's all. So in this way, we should understand what is the great benefit of following this instruction of Krishna. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. And offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this. Because you are my very dear friend. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
И сега ви може да ви прашам дали има някакво прашање.
Не. Yeah.
First of all, thank you very much for your wonderful lecture. There is a question that has been bugging me for many years. It is said in many places in the Shastras, and Srimad Prabhupada quite often speaks of that. But in practice, I have a little problem understanding how does one, being a Kanishtha Adhikari, and I'm thinking that the difference between the Kanishtha and the Madhyama Adhikari, one of the major differences is that the latter has compassion for all living entities.
Yes.
He's showing it. And he's showing it in practice. So,
yes.
If one is a Kanishtha Adhikari and he has, he has his life measured out in the company of devotees and everything is fine, but he has no understanding for other people and yeah. to go out to preach.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel like that.
Right.
So how does one move from there to the next level?
You simply have to latch on to the association of those who are more advanced, those who have the Majjhima qualities. You have to seek their association, serve them, hear from them, take shelter of them. And by their association, you will catch the disease.
Прашањето беше како да се помине од ниво на Каништа на ниво на Мадјама, а одговорот е најди го друштвото на оние кои се на ниво на Мадјама, слушај, од нив, дружи се со нив, служи ги, вики ја, патиш болеста.
When I first joined the movement, I was very fortunate. I had the association of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Кога дојдов јас во движењето прв пат, имав среќа за тоа што
And he was totally in the mood of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Twenty-four hours a day, he created a festive mood amongst those who were with him. It was like a non-stop festival. An atmosphere that anybody who came close to us would want to be a part of it, you see. So I immediately developed the mood of wanting to be someone who would push forward this movement just by being with him. From the very beginning of my spiritual life. In fact, when I wrote, I sent my first letter to Prabhupada with my Guru Dakshina. I told Prabhupada, I want to spread this movement. And Prabhupada gave me the greatest encouragement for that mood. He said, I can see that you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy who is eager for spreading this movement. And then he gave me an order that I embraced as my very life and soul. He said, now you continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. He saw that little spark of Majjham consciousness in me. And he fanned it into a blazing fire. So, I've always maintained on Prabhupada, I decided to follow Prabhupada's instruction. It was the greatest blessing. And this movement, I've seen a lot of wild and crazy things in the last 38 years. Some pretty wild and crazy things have happened in this movement, I can tell you. But I had Prabhupada's order to always remain enthusiastic no matter what happens.
Викаш да останам ентузијастичен, неважно што
ти. For pushing forward this movement.
Да го буткам напред ова движење.
In Prabhupada's words, it always come true.
Аз бројте на Прабхупад секогаш се обистинува.
Krishna has continuously blessed me for the last 38 years.
Krishna постојано благословуваше овие изминати.
And he's blessing me right now also. I'm just trying to share the blessings that I'm getting from Krishna with everybody. Am I being magnanimous? I just think I'm being greedy, that's all. Because the more you give the mercy, the more you get the mercy. I see that I'm just being selfish. Because I want more nectar. I know that the more I distribute the nectar, the more I get the nectar. So I'm just trying to distribute nectar like crazy as much as I can until my last dying breath. So being a Majjhimadhikari is just cashing in on the mercy, really. Next question.
It is very obvious that the solutions to one's problems in Krishna consciousness are very simple.
But what is simple?
The solutions to the problems.
That's right. It's very simple. For those who are simple. And difficult for the crooked.
Yeah.
So we have to not be crooked.
So you already said the half of the question. So when one somehow, some way or another, due to some impediments, tends to be complicated. What is the solution so that one can become simple and
yes.
Accept?
Well, if a pilot is flying the airplane through the sky and he hits a storm, what does he do? He takes the plane to a higher altitude above the storm, you see. So what you're talking about, Prabhu, that is called the mental platform. All you have to do is go to a higher altitude, to the intellectual platform. So how do you do that? How do you get from the mental platform to the intellectual platform? It's very simple. It is called Shastra Chakshus. Instead of seeing things through your distorted, complicated mind, see everything through the eyes of the scripture. Make your judgments, make your decisions, base everything on what is stated in the scripture, not your rascal mind. In this way, that rascal mind will gradually become tamed. Right now, your mind is your worst enemy. But if you will train yourself to always see through the eyes of the scripture, gradually your mind will become transcendentalized, and it will become your best friend.
Ако се научиш да гледаш со очите на списите, тогаш постепено твојот ум ќе стане трансцендентализиран и ќе стане твојот најдобар пријател.
So, how does one always see through the eyes of the scripture? By keeping it on the shelf? Very nice scripture. No, you take the book off the shelf and you read, you see. Papa said we should study 24 hours a day. Before the temple, the managers get scared. He also said engage in service 24 hours a day. So as much as possible, always be reading, you see, hearing lectures, attending classes. You have to train yourself by hearing, 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 hearing. Reading, 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 which is a form of hearing.
Значи постојано читај и слушај лекции, доаѓај присуствувај на лекции, треба да се обучиш во тоа слушање.
That whatever you experience at every minute, you immediately see it according to scripture.
Веќе се што ќе доживееш во секој миг веднаш ќе го разбереш во согласно со списите.
That's how you will conquer that rascal mind.
На тој начин ќе го совладаш тој никаква сумот.
Any other questions?
Уште некој прашање?
Everyone's happy now. Ready to become a pure devotee? Stop listening to the rascal mind. Make every decision based purely on scripture. You're all ready for that now? Very good. Any other questions?
Вашиот Прабхупад го напуштил светот 77-ма. Многу ученици негови останале без неговото физичко друштво. И кој е неговото, од тој период па до сега, кој е неговата инспирација која Шрила Прабхупад го дал, како продолжил понатаму да напредува?
Since Prabhupada left the world in 77, all of his disciples, they were left without his presence, personal presence. So what was your inspiration to continue going on?
Yeah. When Prabhupada was here, I felt that I was cursed. Because I was always serving in separation. I hardly ever saw Prabhupada. I mean, I have a few letters. I have about maybe 10 letters he wrote me. I attended a few lectures. But it just used to drive me crazy. Devotees would come through and they'd say, yeah, I was with Prabhupada on the walk and he did this. And I was within his darshan, he said this. And I was going, oh. Here I am in this remote temple, you know, so far away from
Prabhupada.
I'm not in Los Angeles, I'm not in Mayapur, I'm not in Vrindavan, I'm some remote little temple out here, you know, and I never get to hardly ever see him. Years would go by, I wouldn't see Prabhupada.
Значи јас не сум ни во Лос Анджелес, ни во Мајап, ни во Виндаван, во едно некое далечно место, години проаѓаат ми го гледам Прабхупад.
I was practically always serving Prabhupada in separation.
Практички секогаш го служев Прабхупад во одвојеност.
I couldn't stand it.
Не можев да го издржам тоа.
But then after he left, I realized actually it was the greatest blessing.
Но како тој замина, всушност сфатив дека тоа всушност бил најголемиот благослов.
Because I saw so many God brothers who were so dependent on his physical presence. That after he left, their spiritual lives fell apart, you see. But I was already trained up how to serve in separation.
You see.
I used to write, in the beginning, of course, I was... By correspondence, I was getting a lot of association. It all began one time I had a question and I couldn't answer it, and I asked Vishnu Janaswami what to do. He said, well, write
Prabhupada.
So as soon as I got that first letter from Prabhupada, I became addicted to writing to
Prabhupada.
And I used to write him regularly with my questions. Actually, we were told not to write Prabhupada anymore. That only the GBCs and temple presidents and sannyasis were allowed to write Prabhupada letters. But in one letter, he gave me a concession. He told me, you try to get it answered by your GBC temple president or the sannyasi. But he told me, if there is urgent need, I'm always happy to hear from my beloved disciples. So I had his permission. Even though it was against the rules of ISKCON at that time. I had a special concession from Prabhupada. And whenever I had an urgent question, I would write Srila Prabhupada, and he'd write me back very nicely. I knew it wasn't easy because he was very busy. But gradually I reached a point where I had no, all of my urgent questions were answered and I was fully satisfied and I stopped writing
Prabhupada.
But I knew that he was always willing to answer me if I had a need. So I always felt his love at every minute, you see. And I still feel his love even now at this very minute. And it's that love of Srila Prabhupada, that love that he's giving to me, that, that is keeping me going all these years, you
see.
Sometimes people, when they come and talk with me, they say, oh, you are an ocean of mercy. They say so many things. And I tell them, actually, I am simply Prabhupada's delivery boy, that's
all.
And he is showering me with oceans of mercy and I'm just giving it to you, that's all. Personally, I have no mercy. I'm simply Kripana. But I know the more I give you the mercy that Prabhupada is giving me, the more he will give me mercy. Any other questions? The Manajis don't have any questions, huh? They already know all the answers. Yeah.
So what is your experience about getting mercy? In Krishna consciousness, it is said that it's a little bit about our effort, and it's most about getting mercy.
That's right.
Is there still something we can do to get this mercy, besides serving?
Yes. Actually, the mercy is already being given. The unlimited mercy of Krishna is showering at every minute. You simply have to take it, that's all. Be eager, just be utsahan nistayadhyaya. Be very eager for that mercy, you see. And then you will experience that mercy. If you're eager for that mercy, you will taste it. That lalyam in Sanskrit, that greed, that eagerness, that greediness to get the mercy, that is the key.
Lalyam in Sanskrit.
You have to be, as one of my god brothers said, nectar hound. very eager to get that mercy, you see.
For nectar, mora da imaš golema želba da dobiješ.
The more you're eager for that mercy, the more you will get that mercy. So how eager are you for the mercy? According to your degree of eagerness, to that degree you will get the mercy. Prabhupada gives the example. One time the ducks were there in a duck pond, you see. Somebody was feeding the ducks. I don't know, maybe it was Prabhupada, but Prabhupada said the duck that quacks the loudest, he gets the most crumbs. You understand? If there's some ducks in a duck pond, you know, and you're giving crumbs, feeding the ducks, and this one's going quack, 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 give him more crumbs, see? So if you want to get more mercy, then you should be the loudest quacker. Quack, 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 quack. Is that it? Any other questions? Okay, now I'm going to give all of you mercy then. We have Radha Damodar's prasad. So everyone can come and get some prasad. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.